Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, Super Bowl Sunday style, baby. Super Bowl 57 right in our backyard, Phoenix, Arizona. Does it get much better than that? I don't think so, baby. Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts, Patrick, my homie Mahomes. Andy Reid having a chance to go up against his old squad. Like, come on, people. This is awesome. Travis Kelce, his brother, playing this thing. I could go on and on, but I got to get my partner in here, Mike Wilson, brother. Excited to talk to you about Super Bowl 57 right here in our backyard, coming up at 4:30 our time.
Does it get any better than this, Andy Dorf? Really? I mean, you got Jalen Hurts, like you said. You got Mahomes, the new MVP or the current MVP of the NFL. Travis Kelce. I mean, you got that offense in Philly. You got two decent defenses. I'll say it. This could be an all-timer in terms of Super Bowl games to watch.
Pretty impressive, my friend. It's going to be an awesome day. I know that. We're going to break things down for the next hour or so. Looking ahead, we do have Ari Wolf, part of the Kansas City Chiefs play-by-play team in their preseason. He's all over the map, like I told you. We'll talk to him right around 9:30. Your calls, thoughts, and opinions, people, welcomed and encouraged. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf on a Super Bowl Sunday-style version of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Baby, welcome back in, people. It's the Super Bowl Sunday style version of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. So much to discuss and dive into with this Super Bowl. Man, we're not going to have enough time at the end of the day when you think about it. We got to jump out to the phones, 1-800-878-7529. We'll take our first caller. I believe we've got M-I-S-M, baby. That's Mitch in Santa Monica. For those of you that don't know, he's a regular participant on the show week in and week out. He calls us. He shares his thoughts, his dreams, his passion. We love this guy. We truly love him like a brother, like no other. We're glad to be your radio pals, my friend. Mitch in Santa Monica, it's your world. We're squirrels just trying to get a nut. What's on your mind?
Always nice to be with you, especially on this day. What a wonderful afternoon this is going to be. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm not going to give you who I'm picking because, as you may or may not know, if you follow the show, I have been riding the Andy Dorf on Sports bandwagon and letting him pick my sheet. And right now in my Super Bowl pick sheet, the playoff pool, we are in second place and only 6 points behind. So if I tell you my pick, I'll tell you what Andy's pick is. So I'll let you guys save that to the end of the show. So that being said, keys to the game, things to watch out for. I think there's a few things that you guys may or may not discuss, and pretty obvious, some things maybe not so much. I think the Eagles' run game, if they can establish the run, this may be done with real quick. I also think you need to look for potential non-quarterback MVPs. Maybe a Travis Kelce, a Chris Jones, a Devontae Smith, a Harrison Reddick. Maybe it boils down to the kickers guys. I mean, if this comes on the foot of Harrison Butker, I mean – really, I mean, this could actually be something that might turn into something more than we thought. But what the big thing I'm thinking about, and this is what I actually looked at these stats, it kind of blew me away, was fourth down conversions and percentages of times that they go for it. I didn't realize that the Eagles go for it on fourth down 28.5%, and they convert 71%. Kansas City, they go for it 12.5% and have converted at almost 77%. That is a huge stat, going for it almost 30% of the time. This could make for some exciting Super Bowl that I'm looking forward to, guys.
Yeah, no, Mike is on the same page. He said that he thinks this could be one for the ages, basically, maybe one of the better Super Bowls that we've seen in a long, long time. And, you know, the point spread is 1.5, the Eagles. I think it opened up initially where the Kansas City Chiefs were the favorites. But at the end of the day, look, we got the two best teams in all of football. You know, I since you're bringing up the stat thing, I heard something the other day, too, that was kind of interesting to me. Kansas City has actually played the toughest schedule, right? And the Eagles have kind of been the best team, but yet their schedule is a little bit weaker than Kansas City's schedule has been throughout the year. What does that mean? We'll find out later on today, right? We'll find out. I think we're talking about two teams that are extremely confident in what they do, right? So when you're talking about the Eagles, I think you hit the nail on the head. That running game is so important. Whether it's on the fourth down and one, when Jalen Hurts is just going to push with his offensive line to get the first downs, or whether it's Scott or Sanders or Gainwell that busts out a big run for them in a timely manner. Look for AJ Brown to have a big impact on this game. Like I think you're right to a certain degree that potentially somebody other than these quarterbacks could be the MVP. However, I'm just going to throw this at you, and why I think that is extremely difficult to have happen. Who's going to touch the ball every single time when that ball gets snapped? It's either Jalen Hurts or the
Hello?
Ball. Yeah, we're here. We haven't gone anywhere.
Oh, sorry.
The bottom line is, I'm saying that I think that when you look at this matchup, it to me, it's more about who's going to have the ball last and who's going to be able to make a play. Is it going to be Patrick Mahomes or is it going to be Jalen Hurts? Mike, am I crazy or what? I don't want the other conversation about me being crazy. I'm talking about this particular moment in time. Am I crazy with what I'm thinking?
I vote yes.
You are not crazy. You are not crazy with what you're thinking at all, because to me, experience is everything. And right now, you know, Kansas City has that experience I can lean on in terms of taking in everything the Super Bowl has to offer, dealing with the distractions that come with being in the Super Bowl. I mean, this is the third time in 4 years or the second time in 3 years or something like that they're going to be there. They know what today is all about. They've had to handle it before. I think that's going to make a difference. But, Andy, you are exactly right. If this is close and whoever has the ball last, it is going to be up to that defense to make a stop. I am interested to see how Chris Jones and that Chief defense can stop Jalen Hurts and that Philly offense, which is no joke. I think there's a certain amount of people out there that I just think that are just kind of, not that they're discounting Philly's offense or anything, maybe anything like that, but Kansas City's offense is so spectacular that it seems like Philly's offense is just being discounted just a little too much. And look, your record says what your record says you are. And both these teams, Andy, like you said, they're the two best teams in the NFL. We got what we want. We got what anybody wants. We got the two best teams going head to head. Let the chips fall where they may, man.
All right, so let me ask you an MISM a question here. Who does this game mean more to? Jalen Hurts you know, answering a lot of questions, a lot of doubters, right? Or is it Patrick Mahomes and his legacy that he's building, right? And, you know, everybody talks about him, you know, the GOAT, this and that and the other. Like, so to who does this game matter most to? MISM, let's have you go first.
The Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts, without question. Without question. They want to beat Andy Reid, and it's Jalen Hurts' coming out party. They want to show that they got rid of Peterson after their last Super Bowl victory and were able to build up the Super Bowl franchise within the last, 6 years and come back and do it again. Without question, this is all about Philadelphia. And you know how much I hate Philadelphia and don't want Philadelphia and despise Philadelphia and never believed in Philadelphia the entire year until these playoffs, and they've stepped up, and they have stepped up big time and proved me wrong and showed me something else. But no, this is all about Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, Mike, Kansas City or Philadelphia? Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts? Who's a mean more to?
Well, look, I mean, Mitch makes a great point with Philly and Jalen Hurts. He really does. I mean, this is like splitting hairs to me. I'll go the opposite. I'll say Patrick Mahomes, because look, he just won his second MVP. He's in his third Super Bowl. He has won. People talk about, like you said, they talk about the GOAT conversation, which to me is just ludicrous, because he's not even done with his career yet. We don't know where he's going to end up in terms of Super Bowl wins, passing yards, all those things that you talk about when you talk about the greatest of all time. But people talk about him trying to catch Brady. Well, if you're going to try and catch Brady, getting your second Super Bowl is going to go a long way in terms of just in terms of being in that conversation still. But I think we are hell and gone from having this GOAT conversation with Patrick Mahomes. Is he fantastic? Of course he is. But he's,
you know,
5 years in. He's 6 years in. So it's like I just want to pump the brakes on that just a little bit.
I'm with you. Hey, MISM, hang with us through the break, and we'll bring you on the other side as well. Well, actually, I don't think we can. We've got to get it to a guest. So give me your final thought, my friend, MISM.
Okay, final thought. What color is the Gatorade going to be? Orange, yellow, blue, red, clear, purple, or none of the above?
I'm going with the plus lemon lime, plus, man. It's going to be green, the green stuff.
You're going with the green?
Yeah.
Well, lay your 100 to get 400 on that one.
That's funny as all. Hey, have a great day. Enjoy the game, my friend.
All right, you too, guys. Happy Super Bowl Sunday, everyone.
I like that he didn't want to spoil our pick. I'll do that for you guys later. Keep it close. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Ari Wolf. He is a member of the Kansas City Chiefs play-by-play team in the preseason, and the dude's all over the map, and we're lucky to have him. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in, people. It's the Dorf on Sports weekend edition style Super Bowl weekend version. Man, oh man, what a day that we have for us to talk about the NFL Super Bowl Sunday, our backyard here, Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs. And Mike, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the next guest we're bringing on, and appreciate all the calls and everybody that's joined us today, the next person that we have coming on, I mean, this has got to be a bittersweet day for him. I got to tell you, born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but covers the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, come on, you want to talk about a dream scenario for a guy? I just don't know which way his heart is going, and we're going to find out in a little bit. It brings me nothing but great pleasure to bring on Ari Wolf, who you all have seen on the NFL Network. You've seen this guy on Pac-12 networks, NBC Sports. Obviously, I told you, the Kansas City Chiefs. TC, which is one of my favorite, the tennis channel. Ari Wolf, good morning, my friend. It is an awesome day to talk to you.
Good morning, guys. It's a day like no other day in my life. I mean, I woke up and the butterflies were just churning, and I thought, how the heck am I going to get to 3:30? Just so much excitement. I'm so excited for both organizations. I know both organizations intimately. I've been the preseason guy for both teams during my career. It's an incredible matchup with, you know, storylines straight out of Hollywood. I just can't wait for kickoff. I definitely have mixed emotions. I know where my heart lies, but it's a little complicated, I think it's fair to say. Once the Eagles had clinched, I'm watching the Chiefs game, I realized how sort of conflicted I was going to be if my two favorite organizations are in the Super Bowl. So, yes, I'm excited. It's a great day. To me, this is the greatest holiday on the American calendar, and that's Super Bowl Sunday. It's just the best.
All right, so let's kind of get down to it, man. I mean, let's break this thing down as best as we can. We were just kind of debating who we thought this game meant more to, whether it would be Jalen Hurts, you know, getting rid of some of the naysayers, all those doubters, right, saying like he can't be an NFL quarterback. Well, dude's in the Super Bowl, so I guess we can kind of say forget that. And then you look at the other side where Patrick Mahomes, we're talking about this guy and his greatness. He's only been around for 5-6 years, whatever it is, and we're like putting him on this pedestal, and rightfully so. I know the dude's awesome, don't get me wrong, but like Mike said, to a certain degree, like, we got to pump the brakes a little bit because we're trying to like compare him to Tom Brady already. I guess my question is, well, a couple of questions. who does it mean more to? And let's just say that Patrick does get it done. Where does that put him on this pedestal that we have him on?
Okay, let's start with the Chiefs. This would, guys, winning an individual Super Bowl is an amazing thing. But I think in the NFL, it's all about, can you create a dynasty? Can you create an organization that you look at as the standard in their time? And I think if the Chiefs were to win today, you know, they are the next AFC dynasty. Three Super Bowls in 5 years, two Super Bowl wins. Patrick Mahomes could have two Super Bowl rings already. So then he is sort of tracking at a Tom Brady-like pace. And, you know, for those of us that are a little more seasoned in years around, you know, Tom Brady didn't look like Tom Brady at 40 when he was winning his first two Super Bowls. He was really more of a game manager early in his career. I think it's fair to say Patrick Mahomes, in terms of pure quarterback ability, has had a much better first 5 years as a starter than Tom Brady did. So if the Chiefs were to win today, I think it immediately vaults Patrick Mahomes into the conversation amongst the very best who have ever played the game, and knowing he's probably still got, who knows, 10, 15 more years to play. So it would elevate his status. And I also think that where we are in American culture, Patrick Mahomes in many ways is the perfect face of the NFL. He's loved by everybody. I've never met anybody who's like, I'm rooting against Patrick Mahomes. He's impossible not to like. He's an incredible leader. He's fun. He seems to embrace the responsibility of being the face of a franchise. So I think for the Chiefs, if they win, this just vaults him. I mean, think about it. Aaron Rodgers only won one Super Bowl, right? So it already puts him in the next level conversation. I'm going to go ahead and do part B of the question without being prompted. For the Eagles, this, if they were to win a second Super Bowl in this short of period of time, they are suddenly going to be looked at, could they potentially be an NFC dynasty? And while there are lots of naysayers with Jalen Hurts, I think that really actually works for him. I think he's driven by having a chip on his shoulder. So I actually think that he likes that outside noise. I think it gives him that little extra juice when he's in the gym at 5 a.m., knowing that people don't believe in him. So if Jalen Hurts were to have a great game, let's say he's the Super Bowl MVP, I think the expectations then for the Eagles moving forward skyrocket to not being a one and done, but being a team that could perhaps compete and play in multiple Super Bowls. So the stakes are incredibly high. It usually comes down to the legacy of the quarterback. But I want to raise what I think is an underlying story that was magnified in a New York Times piece this weekend. Think about what Jeffrey Lurie has done as an owner. He hired Andy Reid. He hired Doug Peterson, who won a Super Bowl in his second year. And he hired Nick Sirianni when nobody else even interviewed Sirianni. And Sirianni's got him to the Super Bowl. So I think a story beneath the top headline is that Jeffrey Lurie is a freaking savant in terms of picking the right head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles. That they've turned this thing around that fast. I mean, a couple of years ago, they won four games. They were awful. So I think that the Jeffrey Lurie story is big. It's just got so many awesome storylines. I think you can hear it, my voice. I'm juiced. I'm anxious. And I'm still wondering what the heck I'm going to do with myself until kickoff.
I love it. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Ari, it's good to talk to you again. I hope all is well. My question is simply this. I mean, everybody likes to talk about the offenses for both of these teams. Defensively, that's where you win Super Bowls. What does each team bring to the table that can turn the tide for their team during today's big game?
Well, I think the expectation is that the Philadelphia defense is better than the Chiefs defense, and that Philadelphia causes turnovers. And if there has been a liability with Mahomes, he may have an incredible game, but it seems like in the last couple years in the playoffs, he's had one or two mistakes that could have been killers. So I think today for the Eagles, it's creating those turnovers. It's putting them, giving their offense a short field on at least two occasions. I think that helps propel them. For the Chiefs, they are going to need a dominant performance from Chris Jones, because the Eagles' interior part of their offensive line is so good. If Chris Jones can blow that up a little bit, then all those RPOs, all the play action becomes a much more challenging deal. So to me, the number one guy to pay attention to is Chris Jones on the Chiefs defense. And I think for the Eagles, I think that what they have to remember is don't blitz Mahomes. Because if you blitz Mahomes and you don't get home, that's when he creates the Mahomes magic. You can't give him that ability to move away from the rush. I think if I'm the Eagles, I'm rushing their four guys. They keep rotating those guys all day. And if the defensive line could be an awesome Chiefs offensive line, I think that could be the difference. But to me, on the defensive side between both teams, Chris Jones is the guy to watch.
That's the voice of Ari Wolf, play-by-play preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs. Used to do the play-by-play preseason for the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think there's a better guest to have at this moment in time. So let me ask you something for Andy Reid. Like, how bittersweet is this? Like, when you think about it, he's won, you know, he did great things in Philadelphia. However, right, like, unable to climb that major mountain there in Philadelphia, whereas in Kansas City, he's been able to do it. So how bittersweet is this for Andy Reid?
I actually think it's just sweet. You know, I've gotten to know Andy back with the first season I worked with the Eagles in 2005. He's just wired the right way. I really believe in his heart of hearts, he's rooting for people 99% of the time. So despite the fact that he didn't win a Super Bowl in Philadelphia, I think he was thrilled when the Eagles won the Super Bowl back off the 2017 season. Obviously, Doug Peterson was a guy he was close to, who had coached under him. But I think that he embraced the Philadelphia Eagles fans. I think he wanted Eagles fans to taste sweet success. So I think for Andy, it's just about him and his legacy with the Chiefs. What he did in Philadelphia speaks for itself. They weren't able to close the deal, but he's beloved in Philadelphia, and I think that if the Eagles are playing anybody but the Chiefs, he's rooting for Philly today. So I think Andy is a standalone guy, and that he is so unique in how he roots for everybody he touches in his life.
That's good stuff. Can we keep you for another segment, man, and keep breaking this thing down with you a little bit more, Ari?
You got it.
All right, cool. We're going to hold Ari through the break. We'll come back with Ari Wolf. He is a man among men, people. Like, he knows these two teams inside and out. And we got him here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, with our guest, Ari Wolf. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt, We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson coming at you. And we're lucky enough to have Ari Wolf, who does the play-by-play preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs. Before that, he was the play-by-play preseason person for the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, you can't get a better guest on this particular Sunday. I'm just being straight with you. You can see him on TC, that's Tennis Channel, for those of you that don't know, Pac-12 Networks, NBC Sports. The guy's all over the map, for crying out loud, and has time for us on a Sunday morning before the big game. Ari, honestly, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you taking time out with us, my friend. So really, really, truly appreciate you. I got to ask you, running games. I think that the Philadelphia Eagles have an edge here. But with that being said, you just never know who could come out of the woodwork and have a great game. Jalen Hurts on fourth down and short likes to take the ball. We know that both of these teams kind of like to go for it a little bit on fourth down, and they have an incredibly high percentage rate of actually getting it on fourth down. In your humble opinion, whose running game is more of a factor for winning this football game?
Well, I think it's the Eagles, because traditionally Andy Reid has never made a huge commitment to the run. I don't see that happening, especially given that by far his best player is his quarterback when he's throwing the football. And for the Eagles, what has made them a juggernaut, which has made this team unique, has been their ability to run the football, particularly in short yardage situations. When they line up for that quarterback sneak, everybody in the world knows it's coming and no one can defend it. And they've even thrown a few wrinkles off that play where they've pitched the ball, so it gives the defense more things to consider in a short yardage play. But ultimately, that Philadelphia Eagles offensive line, I think, will go down as one of the great offensive lines in NFL history, right up with the Emmitt Smith Dallas Cowboys offensive line. It's that good. And a second Super Bowl would stamp Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson as first ballot Hall of Famers. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They may get it even without winning today. But to me, the thing that makes Jalen Hurts different than Patrick Mahomes is his ability to run the ball consistently and make good decisions with the football. Jalen Hurts, for most of the season, literally never gave the ball up. Now, there were a few more interceptions late, but he's been very good about taking care of the football. I think it's whether or not Philadelphia makes a commitment to run the ball right from the opening drive, because when they're at their best, they establish the run, and then you get play action pass and the RPOs off of it. So I do think for the running game, it's more important for the Eagles. That doesn't mean the Chiefs won't rack up 400 yards and score 30 points, but they're going to do it through the air. I just don't see Andy Reid making the commitment to running the football in today's game.
You know, Ari, when we talk about these coaches, you know, they're two great coaches. Obviously, Andy Reid, his accomplishments stand alone, you know, what he's done, a Super Bowl victory, what he did in Philly, what he's done in KC. It doesn't matter where that guy goes, he's going to win. But the way that Sirianni has endeared himself to that Philly fan base, and the way he started out with that opening press conference, he's come a long way, hasn't he?
He really has, and he's a different kind of coach. He really wears his emotions on his sleeve. You always know he feels. I mean, the contrast between Andy Reid and Nick Sirianni in the way that they conduct their behavior on game day, they couldn't be further apart. But they both managed to do it at an extremely high level this year. Now, I think it's hard to know how great a coach Nick Sirianni is going to be based on these 2 years. Look, it's trending in the right direction. But he just doesn't have a long enough resume to compare to one of the great coaches in the history of the game. I mean, if Andy Reid gets another Super Bowl, and look, their window of opportunity is extended, right? I mean, they got Patrick Mahomes signed for the long term. Brett Veach, their GM, is arguably as good as Howie Roseman. He's drafted well. I mean, they've got, like, multiple rookies starting in the secondary on a Super Bowl team. Their top running back was a seventh-round pick. Isaiah Pacheco. So their ability to continue to reload in Kansas City, they are an organization to watch. But the Nick Sirianni thing, I'm fascinated to see how the team comes out and performs, because if they keep playing the way they've been playing, just dominating people, Nick Sirianni is going to be a fun coach to watch as he develops, see how it'll be interesting. He is still going to mature, right, guys? He's not like he's some 50-year-old guy. He's still a young guy. He's going to lose guys from his staff. But it's today, guys. I always try to remind everybody to just live in this moment. I remind my wife every day during this season, soak this up, because every year is different. You can bring back, 45 of the 46 guys who play on game day. It's going to be different a year from now. So for everyone who loves the Chiefs, loves the Eagles, and loves football, today is a day to cherish. We almost never get two number one seeds in the Super Bowl. We never get the two best teams in the Super Bowl. This is, I know personally for me, it's the ultimate matchup, but this is as good as it gets if you're a football fan. I expect the ratings for the Super Bowl to be top five all time. It's got everything you could ever want. And to me, if you really know the Chiefs organization, they're basically Philly West. I mean, Mark Donovan, their president, came from the Eagles. Brett Veach worked for Andy Reid in Philadelphia. All the things that they value in Kansas City are similar to what they created under Jeffrey Lurie. So the similarities are huge. It's just awesome, guys. I mean, if you love football, I mean, today's a magical day. I hope that it's a game that's celebrated for somebody making a great play and that there's not a terrible mistake at the end. I just don't want anyone to leave this game, being held responsible for defeat. I want someone to win it. I don't want anyone to lose it.
I agree with that. Hey, Ari, you said something that kind of caught my ear a little bit, and you were talking about cherishing the moment and everything along those lines. Talk about the moment for the Kelce brothers. Like, come on, man. How special is this for that family?
It's incredibly special. It's just beyond what anyone could ever dream or hope for, right? We know the odds of getting one child to be able to play in a single Super Bowl. They've now gotten to see their sons play in multiple Super Bowls and today playing against each other. Now, the great thing is they will never be on the field at the same time. They're not going to be hitting each other. But I think for the family, it's got to be a really challenging emotional day, right? Like, in their heart of hearts, I'm sure they know who they're rooting for. But how you manage a day like today and that you're able to celebrate it and not be too stressed out. Because, look, this is going to be a part of the Kelce family story forever. I mean, we all love to talk about it for the media, but, like, they're an actual family, right? And, Jason's the big brother, and I don't think he wants to hear about this from Travis for the rest of his life. So, look, these guys are both fun characters. Their podcast, I think, is one of the best in the business. But ultimately, these guys are incredible competitors, two of the best players at their chosen positions. What a dream day for the Kelces, but I'm also imagining an incredibly stressful day.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Mike.
We talk about the Kelces and just how great Jason is at playing center and just what he brings. But tell me this, Ari. How the hell do you defend Travis Kelce? Like, do you double him everywhere? Do you play zone? Do you play man-to-man with him? What do you do with Travis Kelce?
Well, if you get deep into the weeds on this, and I'm obsessed with football, the Eagles, it may be the competition they play, but tight ends have not done well against them. Now, Travis Kelce, being the best of the best, will present a unique challenge. But C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a defensive back who can not only play safety and play in the slot, he is big enough and physical enough. I think if I'm the Eagles, I just put C.J. Gardner-Johnson on an island with Travis Kelce every single play, and everybody else plays 10-on-10. Because I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson is uniquely suited with his skill set to defend Travis Kelce. Does that mean that Kelce is not going to, have 7 or 8, 9 catches and a touchdown? He may have that, but I think it still is the best formula for the Eagles, is to not overcommit to one guy, because we've seen this year's Chiefs offense is a spreading around offense with one dominant player in Travis Kelce. Everybody else are very nice pieces, but Kelsey's the only dominant offensive player who's going to have the football in his hands who's not named Patrick Mahomes. So if I'm the Eagles, I lay it all on C.J. Gardner-Johnson, let the other guys do their thing, because the reason the Eagles' defense is great is their combination of the front and the back end, right? We're always talking about their front four, but that front four makes it much easier on the back end. So the pass rush will dictate. I still think Kelsey's going to catch a lot of balls in the screen game. I think they're going to do a lot of short passes. But Travis is going to get his numbers. But I do think the Eagles do have a guy in C.J. Gardner-Johnson who might at least have a chance to slow him down.
Great stuff from Ari Wolf, who is breaking down this game like nobody's business. Okay, so let me ask you this. 2 weeks ago, or whatever it was now, Patrick Mahomes gets hurt in that football game. He obviously had to kind of change things around a little bit. How much of a factor does that play in today's game, if any at all?
I think it plays a factor. Look, he has a super high pain tolerance. So as long as there isn't another issue with the ankle, you know, I think he's probably going to be at 90%. And 90% of Patrick Mahomes is going to win you most football games. But I think we're going to see fairly early, based on the game plan, are they going to be rolling him out? Are there going to be QB waggles? Are they going to put him in position where he has to run, where he's not running because of the pass rush? So I think the play calling in the first couple series will tell us how healthy that ankle is. But they can win with him not at 100%. But I do think the ankle is key. And look, on the other side, guys, we haven't seen Jalen Hurts have the success throwing the ball since he got hurt against Chicago. So there are these injury factors that are affecting both starting quarterbacks. And whichever guy's body allows him to play their best brand of football is going to be the guy who's going to have a better day today.
All right, Ari. Who wins? Is it KC or is it Philly?
Well, listen, guys, I think the Chiefs would respect and understand my position. You can work for an organization your entire career.
Right.
Nothing's ever going to take away the team that you were born and the team that you loved. So with all due respect to everybody I love with the Chiefs, the Eagles are going to win this football game today. I think the Eagles, I've watched every game of both the Chiefs and the Eagles. I just think the Eagles have a slightly superior roster. I think this team is absolutely built to beat you in any way they need to. I think the Eagles actually win by two scores, guys. That's just where my heart is. I bleed green. I hope this is a magical day for Philly, but I can tell you if the clock strikes zero and the Chiefs win, I am going to be thrilled for everyone in that organization. I will look forward to celebrating with all of them come training camp in August.
That's really good stuff. So my final question for you would be, is there something that we're missing? Is there somebody that we're not talking about that could potentially have an impact on this game that is completely unexpected?
Well, here's one little wrinkle, and this is not someone you would have even thought of. So just brought up to the active roster is Greg Ward. Britton Covey has been dealing with an ankle injury. So Greg Ward was a very valuable piece for the Eagles in the past few years, did virtually zero for the team. But he's a former quarterback who can both return punts and kicks. So he's liable to have his hands on the ball a bunch. And you know how aggressive Philly was when they beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, right? They ran Philly special when probably nobody else would have. So it wouldn't shock me if there's a trick play in the book for the Eagles, it would be Greg Ward on a wide receiver pass to A.J. Brown downfield. So that's my prediction of something completely off the radar that Greg Ward could have an impact in this game.
Well, with that being said, I got to say that look out for Andy Reid to potentially have a little trick up his sleeve as well then, yeah?
Oh, they'll definitely, because he knows that players thrive in his organization with those trick plays. Look, does anybody have more fun on offense? When they did that ring around the rosy thing in the huddle, when they did, they're all dancing around. I mean, players love that stuff. That's the stuff that in the dog days of camp keeps those guys smiling and loving football. So Andy's going to have some stuff dialed up today for sure. I think we're going to see a couple plays from them we haven't seen all year. He's a genius, and his play calling amongst the best to have ever done. So I'm expecting all kinds of interesting plays, but ultimately it will be one in the trenches, guys. And that's where I see the slight difference in favor of the Eagles. That offensive line and defensive line, I think, are the best in football. The Chiefs are right behind them. But again, the X factor will always be Patrick Mahomes. He can create magic out of the most dire situation. So if Mahomes has one of those magical Mahomes days, I think the Chiefs could steal it. But in my heart of heart, and I woke up every day trying to think, have I changed my thinking? I haven't. I think it's the Eagles, and they're going to win going away.
Great stuff from you today, my friend. We'll catch up with you in the weeks to come, but enjoy the day. A special day for you, man. Enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate it. One thing I can tell you is my NFL Network buddy dubbed this the Ari Wolf Bowl, and it does sort of feel that way to me. It's incredible. It'll probably never happen again. So, like you guys, I'm just giddy for the start of the game.
I hope you guys have a great day. Andy and Mike, love talking to you. Let's hope it's a great Super Bowl.
We'll catch up soon. Ari Wolf, man, the guy is all over the place. Lucky enough that he has a little time to spend with us talking about the Super Bowl and two teams that are so near and dear to his heart. We love it. We got to take a break. We'll come back, wrap it up with our parting shots like always. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Oh, everybody, back in for the final time today, baby, on a Super Bowl Sunday edition style of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Got to thank Ari Wolf for joining us, our callers, obviously Robert on the other side making it all possible. Mike Wilson, always love doing radio with you, my friend, as you know. But without further ado, at this time, it's parting shot time. Obviously, Pigskin Opinion is how you can get out to Mike on Twitter. Dorf on Sports is how you can get me, and Dorf on Sports on Facebook, and the real Dorf on Sports on IG. But parting shot time, my friend, you're up, and this is going to be a rapid version of the parting shot style. Go ahead.
Two parting shots really quick. We didn't mention it when we were talking about the NBA. Congrats to LeBron James, the all-time leading scorer of the NBA. And I am picking Fly Eagles Fly today, baby. Fly Eagles Fly.
Yep, I'm right there with you, man. That's my pick. I got the Eagles, and I'm going to say somewhere around 57 total points. But get your popcorn. Enjoy the day, people. It's going to be a special, special Sunday. For Mike Wilson, Robert, Ari Wolf, and the callers, Talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A third object was shot down Saturday, this time over Canada.
Saturday's strike took place over Canada at the request of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Jamil Jaffer is a founder of the National Security Institute think tank. He doesn't believe the action was forced by politics.
It's hard to imagine that it's just political pressure that's causing the U.S. and Canadian governments to act this way in the last 2 days. Even if you say that, well, the White House was under significant pressure, it felt like it had to act. Still, the same doesn't apply to Justin Trudeau.
Canada's defense minister says the object brought down by the F-22 fighter jet over Yukon was smaller than the Chinese surveillance balloon that had been shot down off the coast of South Carolina. I'm Karen Sloan.
The death toll from Monday's earthquake in Turkey and Syria has now topped 30,000, 24,000 of them in Turkey alone. Rescue workers continue to scour the rubble, but the hopes of finding any more survivors is fading, and the death toll is expected to rise. The president wants to bring unity from across the aisle.
That was the emphasis for Biden at the National Governors Association meeting on Saturday. The president said it's vital for Democrats and Republicans to find common ground in this divided nation.
I hope we're going to get a little bit less partisan and work on the things that we can really get done to change people's lives.
Biden also said that governors need to be able to get things done, such as addressing crime and potholes quickly instead of debating for months. Chief executives from 30 states and territories attended the White House dinner. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Gas prices down a bit. AAA puts the national average at $3.41 a gallon. It's down from last week's $3.47. Texas remains the nation's low price leader at $3 a gallon, while drivers in Hawaii are shelling out the most at $4.89 on average. This is USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text RADIO to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text RADIO to 64,000.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The Lombardi Trophy on the line when Super Bowl 57 kicks off later today. Kansas City Chiefs squaring off with the Philadelphia Eagles in Glendale, Arizona. Chiefs back in the big game for the third time in the last 4 years and will be seeking their second Super Bowl title in the Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes era. It's also the first time ever that two African-American quarterbacks are starting in a Super Bowl, with Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts going toe-to-toe. Both the winners and losers of the Super Bowl game will be taking home a check.
That's because of the NFL's bargaining agreement with the Players Association. Players on the winning team will pocket an extra $157,000, while players losing will pocket $87,000. That's pale in comparison to the multi-million dollar contracts of some players. But even the losing team will earn bonuses greater than the median U.S. household income of just under $71,000 in 2021. I'm Dave Collins.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is making wagers with the governors of Missouri and Kansas on the outcome of the Super Bowl. Shapiro and Missouri's Mike Parson exchanging Eagles and Chiefs flags, and the governor of the losing team will hang the winning team's flag in his office this week. The wager with Laura Kelly of Kansas involves various foods from Pennsylvania and Kansas small businesses. Magic Mike's Last Dance taking over the weekend box office. Industry estimates say the film could bring in up to $11 million in its opening weekend. Avatar: The Way of Water will likely steal second place at the box office. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The motorsports world is where legends are made, the unthinkable happens, and barriers are broken. One man harnesses the power of an industry every week. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor, with Jim Beaver.
Back in the saddle here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Big show today. Lots to talk about. Lots of news. We also have the Olympics going on. I mean, this is there is all kinds of stuff to talk about. Got a couple of amazing guests. We got Chris Leone. He is on site at the New England Forest Rally. I don't know if you heard the news, but he is back. The legend returns. David Higgins is racing the New England Forest Rally. Dropped that news a couple days ago, as you guys may or may not know. I am also David's agent and manager. So, yes, David will probably be a guest on the show here upcoming very, very soon. But he is on the stage of the New England Forest Rally, battling with Pastrana, Block, and all the usual suspects. And it's going to be really exciting to watch that. We got Chris Leone calling in live from the New England Forest Rally here in hour number two. We've also got guest Andrew Carlson, Red Bull athlete, short course star, been just absolutely killing it on the championship off-road schedule, and he is going to be one of our guests today, as well as a very good friend of mine, automotive influencer. She goes by 4x4 Barbie on social media, but my good friend Pleasant Cook. Pleasant will be on the show as well. That girl, she is, she's been a friend of the show for a very, very long time. It's been great to see her career kind of skyrocket the last few years, and a huge social media following. Always fun to catch up with Pleasant. So lots to talk about. In addition, like I said before, we've got the Olympics, we got Formula One drama, we got news out of the off-road world, we got the biggest single day off-road race in the United States coming up here in 2 weeks. I will be racing that, and that is the Best in the Desert Vegas Torino. And in addition to that, next week I am doing a show live on site from the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in Sturgis, South Dakota. So I am going to be journeying across the country to South Dakota with Fistful of Bourbon. My good friend Anthony Bollinger, you know him as a guest on the show. Yes, Fistful of Terry, he's going to be co-hosting with me. We're going to have Tim Montana and a bunch of different guests lined up, and I am really looking forward to that. Going to be one hell of a fun show, and can't wait to get to Sturgis first time, and I'm going with a whiskey company. What could be better than that? So, big show today. Lots to talk about, lots of news. Hit me up at JimBeaver15 on social media if you got any questions for guests or me that you want answered. And with that, we are going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're getting right into things right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max R GRS to the Grabber ATX. No matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with a Down and Dirty radio show since 2012. You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris RZR brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris RZR because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris RZR because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team RZR because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris RZR because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris RZR because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRZR.com or follow at Polaris RZR on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RZRLife to share your story.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a Fistful of Bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris RZR. Getting things kicked off today. We got a big, big show. We got Andrew Carlson. We got Pleasant Cook. We got Chris Leone calling in live from the England Forest Rally. We got David Higgins making his return to stage rally after a year and a half absence. We got Championship Off-Road happening at Dirt City this weekend as well. Man, big stuff. In addition, we got the Olympics going on. So, we have a ton to dissect, a ton to jump into. I am getting ready to do Vegas to Reno in 2 weeks. Before that, though, next week I'm going out to the Sturgis Rally there in South Dakota. So if you guys are heading out to Sturgis, if you're a motorcycle fan, I know there's an Ultra 4 event there as well. If you guys are going to be in the Sturgis area, hit me up. I will be there next Thursday through Monday. We're going to be doing a live radio show on site with my partners and friends at Fistful of Bourbon. So if you want some whiskey, you want to have a good time, definitely hit me up. And, I would love to meet up with some fans of the show, listeners. But I will be on site at Sturgis and definitely looking forward to that. Going to be some epic good stuff happening. First time ever for me going to Sturgis, so I really don't have any idea what I'm in for, but I know it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. So, Sturgis coming up for me, but that leads us to this weekend. Before we get to that, I want to talk a little bit about David Higgins making his return to U.S. Stage Rally, and this is big. This is really big. Obviously, David, one of these iconic North American rally drivers, one of the winningest guys of all time in North America, off-road Hall of Famer. And, it's been really, really cool to see the fan feedback online with him returning to Stage Rally this weekend. I know with Chris, we're definitely going to jump into that even deeper. It's got me really, really excited. You know, do I think he's got a good shot to win? Oh, absolutely. But I think there's five guys that have a really good shot to win. I think with David making this return, it really, really puts a light back on Stage Rally in the United States, especially with some of the European fans. You know, I think with David being, being from the UK, and him not competing last year, I think it really, some of the people kind of quit paying attention. And now I think with him being back, boom, there you go. Spotlight back on. So really excited to see the way things shape out there at the New England Forest Rally. I think this is it's a big one. Pastrana, Block, Higgins, Semenuk, and then Barry McKenna, kind of your top five drivers that are going to go out there and really have a shot at a win. And, this is going to be one that is really going to be exciting to pay attention to at Dirtfish's website over the course of the weekend and see how it plays out. That's happening. And then, some big news, coming out a week or two back, but Ken Block doing the Baja 1000, teaming up with 15-year-old Phenom Jax Redline, as well as Baja champ from 2 years ago, Alan Ampudia. So, between Ampudia, Block, Redline, you want to talk about a triple header of drivers that are all very, very competent. It's going to be interesting how this team it does and attacks things, but I'm looking forward to seeing the way this plays out. Block, obviously, he's a Stage Rally veteran. Never really done much desert racing, but he can drive just about anything. And I think him doing Vegas Torino is going to be a nice tune up here in a couple of weeks, and we'll really get a glimpse at how things look for Baja come later in the year. So that's some big news coming out of the world of off-road. One of the big things, and I know the opening segment, you never quite know where I'm gonna go with it, but the U.S. Olympics, the Olympics is going on, and for the first time ever, they brought in some action sports. You got surfing, BMX, skateboarding. Kind of cool to see that. And I know there's been a lot of memes going around. It's been some people, talk skateboarding and really kind of been brutal on the U.S. skateboarding team, and I know they're saying, oh, well, we didn't bring our A team and this and that. And, why'd we get beat? Why was there so many falls in the Olympics and things like that, gymnastics, they don't fall as much. And, it's a judge discipline. Why is skateboarding, why is there, guys falling, things like that. And, part of me goes, we did bring our A team. I mean, you got Nyjah Houston, which I'm not going to put street skating competition and street skating, in general in the same category, but Nyjah, globally recognized, unarguably is probably the greatest competition street skater currently in the world. He was there representing the United States, and obviously we had Jagger Eaton who ended up taking a third, but everybody's going, well, why, this and why that? And, and we fell too much and skaters fall too much. And why isn't that, like gymnastics where they nail everything? And I'm looking at it and going, they are very similar, right? Individual sports where you're judged, on your performance and the, basically the difficulty of your routine or the difficulty of your tricks determines how how well you execute them determines how well you do scoring wise. Right. Well, I think the big thing that you've got to take into consideration here is there are a lot of similarities in gymnastics and skateboarding. The biggest difference, though, in my eyes, is that if you walk, if you compete on balance beam, you compete on floor, compete on vault, compete on bars, whatever you compete on, it's the same. You can go to a set of uneven bars in Japan, you can go to a set of uneven bars in New York City, you can go to a set of uneven bars in Toronto, Canada, Mexico City, Europe, right here in Parker, Arizona. And you know what? It's going to be the same. Same with the balance beam. Same with vault. All the dimensions, everything's the same. So what you're looking at can be replicated anywhere in the world. Thing with skateboarding and BMX, for that matter, and actually surfing, depending on the waves, it's not. a skate park that say Jagger Eaton, you know, rides in Phoenix, Arizona versus a skate park at the Olympic is different. So if he can kickflip something in Phoenix, it doesn't necessarily mean he can kickflip something in Japan. Because the gaps are different, the transitions are different, the size is different, the layout of the skate park, the flow of the skate park. There's so many things that go into it. And I'm not making excuses for Team USA and Nigel Houston. Nigel just had a bad day. He can adapt. He can overcome. I mean, he's one of the best skaters in the world. I mean, the guy literally, is a machine. He's a robot. You caught him on a bad day. And, I think he was a gold medal favorite going into things, you know, hands down. And, he laid an egg, you know, quite frankly. And I'm a big Nigel fan. And, I guarantee you 4 years from now, skateboarding's brought back, Nigel's probably going to win the gold because he's going to have a chip on his shoulder. But I'm just saying that the difference is something that you compete on in gymnastics and something you compete on in skateboarding, completely different. You can have a 12-foot vert ramp that, you know, and it's going to be different from city to city. Just transition is going to be a little different. Coping, lip, dimensions. It's not like gymnastics where everything is a set standard. And I think, the minute we do that in skateboarding is actually going to be horrible. Nobody wants that. You know, it's going to get rid of the creativity of the sport. But I think that's why you saw more falls than you thought you would have. You know, these are the best skaters in the world. And, yeah, they still do fall at times because things are so different anywhere you go. So, just thought I'd chime in a little bit on that because I've seen a lot of it on social media recently. And thought I'd, defend skateboarders in general a little bit because, yeah, I do skate. Those of you following me on social know that. But, yeah, we're going to take a short break. We come back. We're still firing here, right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my Polaris Razor and Vision Wheel teammate Andrew Carlson to the line. Andrew, man, home track, big weekend for you guys. You got to be pretty stoked here sitting here on a Monday.
Yeah, no, for sure. It was a good weekend. We came away with 3 out of 4 podiums. The Razor was ripping. It was the first time I've ever swept a weekend in all my racing, so that was pretty cool to do. Especially in front of the home track in the Razor. So, yeah, it was an awesome weekend, and we're definitely feeling good on a Monday for sure.
Yeah, you know, and that's the funny thing. Sweeping a weekend, I don't think people realize how hard it is. And to do it in Pro Mod, which you did, like, to me, that's arguably one of the toughest divisions in off-road. I mean, I'm not saying it's the fastest division, but it's got to be one of the toughest. I mean, I'm just looking down the list of, you know, you, Van Epren, you know, we got Robert in there. I mean, you got Elliott Burns. I mean, I can go down the list of drivers and racers, and I'm like, dude, this is no easy feat to be sweeping a weekend in Pro Mod, man.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. I think there's been, coming into the weekend, there was 4 different guys that had a win. Kyle Cheney had one, I had one, and then both the Van Epren boys had one. So points were tight. Luckily, Cheney had a few breakdowns, so he was a little bit back. But, you know, it wasn't to the point where someone had kind of established dominance. We came out the first weekend and went 1-2, left with the points lead, and then the Yamahas were fast at Crandon. And won both days. So, you know, coming into here, I knew that I kind of had to switch the momentum up if I was gonna get this lead and, you know, just establish the dominance that I feel like we have in the car. The thing's just on rails. We've been working really hard on it, just been really fine-tuning it this year. Last year, we were just trying to get it finishing races and then being up front. And now that we put that work in, I feel like it's showing. So we got our setup really dialed. The tires are working really great. We got, you know, just the little stuff, a little clutching and making small suspension adjustments here and there. And when you can start focusing on that little stuff because your whole program's that far along, it really helps. And then, you know, just as a driver, it gives me a lot of confidence. I know I can go in that thing and drive it 100% as fast as I can go. So it was cool. It was a good weekend for sure.
Yeah, and I, you know, obviously we saw some speed out of it last year, but I feel like this has been almost like a 2-year project with this thing in Pro Mod because, like you said, last year, you know, we knew it was quick, but this year I feel like you put it all together. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. Sometimes in short course with the new builds and new platforms, whether it be Pro 4 or UTV, like I feel like sometimes you almost need a year of development work to get something up to speed. And I feel like you guys have found the secret sauce this year, man.
Yeah, for sure. And last year we were by ourselves, right? There was really no other Pro Mod, especially that new brand new Pro XP last year. We were the first ones to go short course racing with it. You know, Ronnie and a lot of the guys on the West Coast that were still racing, they were sticking with the Turbo S and even the Desert guys. Like, none of them had switched to it yet. So I knew that chassis had a lot to promise, and it was super, super solid car. And now you see like Guthrie and a lot of these guys going to it this year, but we really broke the mold on it and had it right fresh. And, you know, that comes with its challenges. You know, it's always exciting to get a new chassis, but you got to keep your fingers crossed and hope you don't stumble upon something that you didn't know or, you know, certain parts that weren't the same from one to the other. So not only had we not raced Pro Mod ever before, but no one had raced that chassis. So I feel like it definitely paid off this year. And then my buddy Robert saw the dominance we had. He helped me a little bit last year, but he was busy with his own program in the RS1. And then this off season, you know, I dabble a lot in CAD and 3D modeling and stuff. And I had some really good ideas that I wanted to try. But I also firmly believe in if it's not broke, don't fix it. And I didn't want to bite off more than I could chew this year. So I had plans to build a new car, we started testing in this other with our current car that we've been running, and it's just we're getting it even faster and faster. So I didn't want to bite off more than I can chew, and Robert actually made the switch to go to Pro Mod. So I helped him build the car. I basically did the whole thing in CAD and handed the file over to him, knowing that, you know, I said, hey, let's keep this between us, but at the same time, I want to learn whatever is going to, well, what we're going to gain here. So I actually got a car on the fixture table right now. We're making some tweaks to it. So that's the exciting thing for me, is like, I feel like we're in a heavier car right now and more stock, and there's even more to gain. So to come off a weekend sweeping it, feeling like we got the speed to win, and then to know that there's more available too, is it's exciting. And these cars are so fast, and but it's such a balance of finishing and then not pushing too far, and it has to be durable. And I think each one, every time someone goes out and wins, the other guys try to push their cars further, and eventually you get to a point where you got to be finishing to be up front. So
yeah, well, and I know in your case, you're not only running Pro Mod with Polaris, but you're running the Pro 4. How is that on any given day, man? You're bouncing back and forth between the two vehicles. Obviously, both of them all-wheel drive. I'm sure that makes things a little bit easier. But any adjustments when you're jumping back and forth between the two vehicles that you have to, like, consciously flip a switch to do it?
Being completely honest, no. There's not a big difference, and that's the cool thing. You know, that was a big reason we parked the Pro 2 last year, because it is such a big difference between the Pro 2 and the Pro 4. It's a different driving style. The way you enter the corners, just the way you attack the track, you have to be aggressive in both, but in very different ways. You know, in the Pro 4 is a newer thing to me. This is only my fourth season in the class. And yeah, some would say that's a long time, but those trucks, when you look at Kyle and Greaves and a lot of these guys that, they've been driving that style for a long time, and they're still progressing and still getting faster. And it's no small undertaking. No one just, I mean, you see it with Cal Chaney and Scotty Lawrence and a couple of these other guys that jumped in last year for the first time. They're not hitting the box even, because it's so hard to just get up to speed in these trucks, because they're, it'd be one thing if there was like a semi-pro class, but you're racing the best in the world. I mean, Johnny and Kyle and all these guys individually have more championships than I've even years raced off road. So it's a tall order to be out there, but we got an awesome team behind us, all the sponsors that are helping us get out there. We've really pushed our program, and that's, you know, I think we show it when everything we do, whether it's ERX or the race team, we don't want to bring a knife to a gunfight. So obviously it takes a lot of time and a lot of hard work, but we're progressing. I feel like we're getting faster in the Pro 4. And one big piece of it is having everything in my program pushing me faster in that car. And we just felt that Pro 2, it wasn't. I was either getting faster in one or the other. And, you know, and we made the switch to Pro Mod last year, and we did better in both vehicles, you know, than we expected in the Pro Mod, especially because we hadn't raced in it. But the Pro 4, we got a lot faster throughout the year, and we were pushing for wins at the end. We had some tough breaks where we were leading and we should have got a win, and we didn't, but I feel like we're much more of a threat, and yeah, ultimately just getting faster.
Yeah. Well, that being said, I know this was a big weekend for you, not only, you know, sweeping the weekend in Pro Mod, but this is your home track. I mean, ERX, I mean, your family stakeholder in the, you know, in the facility there. You know, I've seen I've been going to ERX for 5-6 years now, back before, you know, short course races were even had there. And I've seen the growth of it and the beautiful facility you guys have there. But how is that to be able to race, you know, basically in your backyard? I mean, there's a lot of people that have a hometown track, but not many people actually share their race shop on the same property as a track. I mean, how is that to have all these crowds, all these fans come in and you know, and be racing in front of, you know, pretty much everybody that you know?
It's awesome. You know, it makes the podiums a little more emotional, and because so much hard work goes into it. But at the same time, when I don't do well, I feel like it's a lot of pressure, and it's kind of like, oh, we've asked ourselves in years past when we've come our way with no podiums or no wins, we're like, man, what are we doing this for? Like, not that we're quitting, it's just like challenging ourselves, like, hey, if we got to do this, we want to come out and show that we're, you know, we're dominating and we're doing well. So obviously having a weekend like we did, it was really good. We had some trouble in the Pro 4, and and didn't end up getting a win like we really wanted, but hit the box third and then had a mechanical on the second day. But it's fun. It honestly, you get in your routine, and we're mid-season now, so you kind of get your, okay, like we're going to go to the riders meeting in the morning, and we're going to kind of check over the trucks, make everything's good, you know, start watching the track midday, you know, trucks are done around 3 o'clock, and then we're ready to go racing by 5 or 6. At ERX, it's like get pulled 17 million different directions, try to, and then like my biggest concern is like setting our alarms on my watch so I don't miss my race, because we got so much going on, and not only am I trying to watch the track and see where the fast lines are developing, but at the same time like give input, like, hey, we need to knock this down, this is going to start wrecking trucks, or someone's going to get hurt here, or, you know, or just what we're always trying to make the racing better. And that's why we have the split lanes and a lot of this stuff. And a lot of it takes effort to make sure that the track is even, because it's real easy to just let the thing go and get one lined. And then you don't have great racing. I think everything I've heard from the weekend, everyone's saying like, that was the race of the year already in Pro 4, you know, the most passing we've had and just awesome racing. And there's a lot of effort that goes into that. It's not, you know, I don't want to brag, but I'm not saying we didn't just stumble into that. You know, we're very, you know, we're planning how we're building this track and even the sequence of turns and how we're setting up the dirt for the split lanes to get them to hold up and certain stuff. So it definitely makes the weekend super busy. It's definitely, if we're just focusing on going out and just winning the Pro 4, it'd be a lot easier to not have a race. But obviously we love off-road and we want to give back and we want to do it the best we can and show people that, you know, this is a cool track to come race at. And I think everyone loves coming here. So that we obviously get a lot of warm fuzzies just from having people come here and race on our track and enjoy it like we do. That's why we're all here in the first place, because it's fun and we like doing it and like doing it around people that have similar interests. So it's definitely, I think it's not as easy as it probably looks, just racing at the home track, right? And I've even told people like, how different that track is when you have hundreds of cars on it all day. You know, there was 56 classes that raced on it. I don't care how many practice laps I get, I'm never going to get it that rough or that packed or that blue groove. So it's a huge adjustment for me too. Like, I'm used to this track a certain way, and then all of a sudden all these people show up and now there's big holes everywhere and slippery, and it changes our setup. So it kind of almost sets us into like a, hey, don't even plan on being like it is for testing. So change it or have it any other way.
All right, we are we're going to pump the brakes here for a second. We're going to put a pause on this epic interview with my good friend and Polaris Racer teammate Andrew Carlson, because we have to we got to jump to a commercial break, but I promise when we return, we will have more with Andrew Carlson. And don't forget, still coming up, hour number two, we got Pleasant Cook. We also have Chris Leone calling in on-site from the New England Forest Rally. So all of that to come still right here on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Racer.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose?
You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver, I've been here on hold with my good friend Andrew Carlson. You know him from the championship off-road circuit, Red Bull athlete, former snowcross racer. We are knee-deep in this interview. And, you know, before we went to break, Andrew, we were talking some setups.
Yeah, I'm probably the one guy that can actually – I understand what you're saying because we have, you know, the couple desert races a year here in Parker, and it's my backyard. So we test. It's where I grew up in. I've been running these trails for, you know, 25 years since I was a kid. And, you know, and it's like I know every rock, every stick, every tree, every bush. So, you know, I've got 15 laps around the race course, you know, around the 100-mile race course before the race ever set. So everybody expects me to do well, but it's like all of a sudden you drop 70 other UTVs in my class there, and you've got dust and you got rocks and holes and chatter bumps. And I'm like you said, like, yeah, you feel like the extra pressure because you're at home and everybody expects you to do well because you're hometown track. But then it's like they don't realize like it's a completely different track on race day than everything you've been out, you know, testing and playing on, you know?
Yeah. You know, and it's funny. And I'm not the type where I'm going to argue with guys about it or whatever. I just kind of smile and say, yeah, like, yeah, it's awesome to be at our home track. But yeah, it definitely throws another element. And I think the biggest thing is just I like to get in the swing of my program, right? Like I'm comfortable with how I do things and the way I've done them. And when I come here, it's different because I got all these buddies here and all this family and I'm getting pulled into, you know, it'd be like if you're racing at the Mint and all of a sudden they wanted to have you come help you fix the track. You're like, man, I don't really have anything to do with that. But at the home track, it's like I feel responsible that I have to pitch in and help out, and not that I don't want to, but it's just like
your race day routine is
a lot going on for sure.
Yeah, so you're sitting you know at the top of the Pro Mod point standings right now. I believe you're third in Pro 4. We're at the halfway point of the season. I mean, you know what's it going to take for you to, you know, keep on top in Pro Mod and start, you know, chipping away there at Kyle LeDuc and CJ there at the top of the Pro 4 standings?
Yeah, I mean, both classes are tough. I think there's if anyone gave you a clear answer to that question and laid it out perfectly how they're going to win, they'd probably be lying. But, you know, it's tough. I think the biggest thing is just keep our confidence high and stick with what we know. And the big thing in UTV is if it's not broke, don't fix it. And then I don't put anything on that car that I don't test. So that's how I feel like we can keep this the car so reliable and we're not having issues with it and stuff. And so obviously keep that, but at the same time, we're going to be testing still and getting faster. And I, you know, we're going to take the car out tomorrow. I'm a big fan of putting the work in and during the week and then coming the weekend, we know what we got. So in the UTV, I think it's just being consistent. We need to be finishing every race and we've only missed a podium once, and I'm planning on that being my worst finish of the year. It was the fifth. So, you know, the Yamahas are fast when we get on the big tracks, just
because they're sequentials. They don't have the belt drive. So it's tough coming there. But at the same time, we won the World Cup there last year. So it's kind of, I don't know. I don't even know. I think I need to go in each weekend individually, you know, assess it and see how we're feeling and just push the car to where I know I can go and be fast. And the biggest thing is I feel like I don't really get outdrove in the UTV. I feel like I'm putting that thing clicking off as fast as lap as anybody. And if I'm not, I feel like I have mechanical issues or something like that. So I'm not super, I don't lose a ton of sleep about getting in that thing and driving it fast. But the Pro 4, on the other hand, is a handful, right? It's the reason it's the top class. If anybody could just hop in there and then hold their wick and get on top of the box, they would. You know, I think that thing is in the same right, you got to be finishing too. And I think that is and what ended up hurting us this weekend a lot. Like, I've broke a lot here just because I can be aggressive on the first lap just because I'm comfortable and all that at my home track, and it's bitten me before. So the first day we qualified first and we drew an eight. So we had to start in the back and I knew I wasn't going to get the first on, you know, the first couple laps. So I kind of decided to let the race come to me and, we ended up getting the third, but it took a little longer. So, you know, long story short, I think just being consistent and finding that perfect balance of pushing, but not breaking, is going to be key winning the Pro 4 championship. So, you know, I'm not going to be looking at points as much in the Pro 4 just because I know if I go out and win, the points will come. And I can't control who else is finishing and how they're finishing. But I know that we're capable of winning in that car, and we just need to go do it. So coming to Lena, I really like the tight technical tracks. I think it's somewhat similar to ERX. It's definitely tight into the Pro 4, though. I know, like, last year, over half the field crashed there and flipped and rolled the thing. Even guys like Kyle are crashing. So a big thing is going to be there keeping it on all four. And, yeah, I think in both cars it's that way. You just – we know we're fast, but we got to be consistently fast and then keep the cars running.
Yeah. So one last question before we let you go. Obviously, you know, you've got a heck of a snowmobile career before you made the full-time transition into the off-road stuff. You miss being on the sled at all come wintertime? I know, you know, obviously you guys have hosted all kinds of events there at ERX, things like that. You ever get the itch to do a little snowmobile racing at all?
Yeah, we had two of the big national races here, which is what I used to do, and I had a lot of fun watching them, and I had a lot of people ask me that, and I did not want to be out there one bit. It made my knees hurt just watching. So, on the snowcross side, racing pro open, the big dog stuff, I kind of had my time there. It's fun, but it also is a big commitment and it's a big sacrifice on your body. You got to be willing to get hurt and, getting in these trucks now, I can have more of a rush just cause I didn't grow up doing it and it's newer to me. And I can get that fix of adrenaline and all that in it. And, I don't limp up the stairs afterwards either. So it's a nice mix that way, but, it doesn't mean I don't ride. I've actually gotten into racing these older sleds. We had a couple of big events at ERX last winter. One of them was the first event I've ever put on solely. It's Banger National. It was like 2000 and older sleds and it was like 40 below and we still had like 200 entries and, yeah, it's just fun. It's more fun in the winter when I do snowmobile. It's all about fun. So, just not big intimidating races and just having fun on snowmobiles. Because, like you said, I grew up doing it and it's something that I get a lot of joy from doing. And I still have some ability to ride there. And we're going out west and trail riding and just doing it around my family. My son loves snowmobiling. He's only two last winter, but he was out ripping a lot and it's fun for me to watch, kind of him in that role and I'm going to encourage him to be on four wheels in a cage if he can, but I have a feeling he'll probably want to race sled. So we'll probably still be going to the tracks and a lot of that. And obviously we still have a huge love for it and still have races at ERX, whether I'm racing or not. But yeah, it's fun. I think, I still pay homage to it, right? That's a lot of the reason why I'm in off-road. Cause I had a Polaris factory ride and sled and I got hurt and I started racing razors and here we are. So I still enjoy it and yeah, it's an awesome way to have fun in the winters up here and it's cool.
Yeah. You tried out any of the timber sleds? You jumped on any of the snow bikes?
I did. I actually got one. I didn't get out last winter just because we had a newborn and just busyness with life, obviously. But I got one the year before, and I was obsessed with it all winter. I was riding it. They're a lot of fun out in the mountains. Not as much fun around here, just because we don't get the snowpack. But they're amazing. They're super fun, and I'm looking forward to getting on them again this winter.
Yeah. Oh, I know they have every year. They always have the X Games qualifiers there at ERX. You going to get one of those itches where it's like, oh, we're just going to go throw the bike on the track, see if we can qualify into X?
No, I definitely won't be doing that. No, just because I know I've been there. I've done that. And I know that if I – just the way I roll, and we kind of talked about this earlier, but like the way we do things, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it 100%. And yeah. I don't want to bring a knife to a gunfight. And I know if I go try to do that, it's going to suck up a ton of time and I'm going to be super committed to doing it. Just at this stage, I'm focused on being a great dad and husband and then winning Pro 4 and UTV races. That's what I want to do. And that's what's on my mind. And, I'm going to stay focused on those.
Awesome. Well, Andrew, always fun catching up, my friend. Congratulations on, on the big victories this weekend there at ERX. And, good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
And always fun catching up with Andrew Carlson. Been a while since he's been on the show. But, I always I'm probably going to get into this with Pleasant Cook, but I've always been enamored with the athletes and people in this industry, the motorsports industry, automotive industry, that can continue to reinvent themselves. I feel like, it's one of those things where you always have to keep on evolving. Obviously he was a snowcross racer, and at some point you tap out on that, and you've got a lot more longevity of a career when you're in a roll cage. And I feel like Andrew saw that, racing snowcross, racing motocross, this is a young man's sport, you know what I mean? And it just is, and you reach a certain age, you're just not competitive. And we saw Levi LaValle. Levi's one of the greatest of all time. And Levi tapped out on the racing side, stayed on with the freestyle side, and now he's, doing content, and he's a team owner and things like that. But, he kind of evolved. He goes, I can't compete with these young guys anymore. I just can't do it. So, he started concentrating on freestyle and free ride and content. And, and obviously he's got an amazing infrastructure there where they're bringing up young and upcoming snowcross athletes through their system, things like that. But he adapted, And I feel like Carlson, same way. There's a year or two, I think, where he was doing a little of both. And then he went full-time into short course, and they've got an amazing facility there at ERX, and he's totally dedicated to it, and he's becoming one of the best in the world at it, But it was one of those where he saw that, he had a shelf life in short course, and it was time to make a change. And he's kept his career going. And I think to be a professional athlete – action sports or a professional race car driver nowadays, you have to do that. You got to keep pushing ahead, keep looking for new opportunities. And Carlson family, they own ERX or part owners in ERX, and they've got their race shop there, but they're doing events. I know Nitro Rallycross is coming there. They've got the ERX short course event. They've got a bunch of snow cross and snow bike stuff. They've got trade shows that are coming in there. They've really put a nice package together for partners and B2B, and they're the total package. There's a few people that check all the boxes in motorsport, and Carlson's definitely doing that. You look at a guy, we talk about Ken Block, but he's got his hands in a bunch of different things. Travis Pastrana, things in a bunch of different things, Cameron Steele on the desert racing side, hands in a bunch of different things, myself, we've got this show, I've got race programs, I'm an agent, we've got a media company, TV shows, radio shows. I mean, it's continues to evolve. And, I think that's one of the key things, you gotta keep pushing forward, have your hands in a bunch of different cookie jars. And I got to tell you, man, Andrew Carlson, Carlson Motorsports, they check all the boxes and they do a phenomenal job at it, and stoked to see the successes he's had, especially with his new Razor platform. Man, they have put in the work, they put in the time, and they've proven that the Razor platform is, as far as short course goes, man, it is just as good, if not better, than anything else out there. For the longest time it was all Yamaha, Yamaha, Yamaha when you're talking short course, and Man, Polaris and the Carlson camp and Robert Loire, they have completely stepped up. And let me tell you, they are bringing the heat in short course. And it's got everybody backpedaling at this point. Like, how do we catch these guys? Because Andrew, man, he is like a rocket. Obviously, short course racing this weekend, Dirt City, Lena, Wisconsin. You can get all the information on that. Championship Off-Road's website, live stream. They're doing it on YouTube, Facebook, all the good stuff. So you can watch those races Saturday and Sunday on the live stream if you're tuning in the show nationally. Yes, it could, you know, flip the dial or I guess watch that as you're listening to this. I don't know, but that's going on. So yeah, good stuff. We got good stuff ahead. You know, this is hour number one. We still got hour number two to come. And let me tell you, hour number two, we got Pleasant Cook, aka 4x4 Barbie. We got my buddy Chris Leone. He's going to be calling in live on site from the New England Forest Rally. So yeah, we got a lot more to come right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
When you want to protect your IRA or 401k, don't trust it to just anyone's hands. It's your money. You earned it, and you deserve the best protection available. That's where Augusta Precious Metals comes in. We've provided gold and silver IRAs to thousands of Americans, including Joe Montana himself, the Hall of Fame quarterback. Augusta is trusted by all these people because we have a simple process requiring little more than a phone call to book an appointment for a one-on-one web conference on the benefits of buying gold inside your IRA. Our objective, to educate you on the economy and on the way Americans are using gold as an important part of their wealth protection plans. So do what Joe Montana did. Protect your IRA with gold and silver. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now.
800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Ah, well, good stuff with Andrew Carlson here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Wrapping up hour number one. We still got another hour yet to come, and we got a big hour yet to come. Hour number two, we've got my good friend, racer, automotive influencer, Pleasant Cook coming up. And we've also got Chris Leone, who will be calling in from on site at the New England Forest Rally. Really excited to hear what's going on there. We got Travis Pastrana, Ken Block, David Higgins, Brandon Siminick, all doing battle there in Maine, Newry, Maine, Sunday River Resort. Really looking forward to hearing what Chris has to say. So big stuff coming up. Want to hit me up? You got any questions for our guests? Want to know what's going on in New England? Want me to answer any of your questions? I will have some time in hour number two. Hit me up. It's at JimBeaver15 on the social media machine, and we will get those answered in the show. Pretty much I can promise you that, I'm hoping. But hour number two, we will have some time for those. So it has been a great hour number one. I'm getting news right now, and from New England, the New England Forest Rally looks like after stage one, it was only a little over 5 miles long, but Barry McKenna is leading. Ken Block is in second. Brandon Siminick third, David Higgins fourth, and Travis Pastrana 14 seconds back in the fifth spot.
Coming up next on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, featuring yours truly, Pedro Fernandez, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Not 38 years, that's right, almost 40 years of radio. Find out why. We're talking boxing and mixed martial arts after the news right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, iTunes.com. I keep going and going, but the bottom line is next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, it's Ring Talk Live Worldwide.